This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
What do you make of this? Children are apparently feeling increasingly isolated because their parents are glued to their smartphones. A UK child welfare expert by the name of John Cameron, who runs the Childline Helpline, says he receives an average of 11 calls a day from lonely kids. He says children are not speaking to their parents as much as they did in the past. It means children don't know who to turn to when they've got problems. So are parents so obsessed with their mobile phones, they're ignoring their own flesh and blood? Andrew Greenfield, child psychologist, has got a view on this, and he's on the line. Andrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you going?
Do you agree with this expert from the UK?
Unfortunately, I'd like to say I didn't, but unfortunately, I do see many kids in that situation where, you know, we know that our children are stuck on their devices, and a lot of times it is because of poor parenting boundaries. But a lot of the time, it's the parents that are the ones that are on their devices while they're disciplining the kids or while they're eating dinner and while they're telling their kids to do the very same thing that they're doing.
The time you really notice it is when you go to the playground. I know I've got young children. When you're at the playground and parents are standing around watching their kids and they watch them for the first few minutes and then all of a sudden the mobile phone comes out, the things are so addictive, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm certainly not against technology. It's incredible in terms of how much it can assist us, taking photos and videos. That's all fantastic. So I'm certainly not saying it's a bad thing totally. But I think we have to, not only do we have to set limits for our kids, and I talk to parents in my practice every day about setting limits for kids, but if we're not prepared to do it ourselves, it's a little bit hypocritical, I think. And we've got to make sure that if you're speaking to your child, you've got to give them the time of day where you have no other distractions. It's quite hard to do because we are busy parents and we're busy doing lots of different things. But it doesn't hurt to take a few minutes out of your day or when you are having a conversation with your child to just give them the time of day.
Well, you're also kind of shooting yourself in the foot too, because there are going to be times when you're saying to your child, put that phone down, or no, you're not allowed to use the technology right now. But if they've grown up with it and they've seen you glued to your phone all of the time, when your argument's a bit hollow, isn't it?
That's right. You have to lead by example, and the kids will always model off their parents.
Good on you. Well, thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you again.
No problem.
Andrew Greenfield, a child psychologist who agrees that children are feeling increasingly isolated because their parents are glued to their smartphones. Have you seen it? Have you seen it in the shopping centre or down at the park where you've got the kids doing their thing and mums and dads staring at their phones?